Hello, welcome to episode one of my new podcast. I am in a new spot. I have a new setup. I'm kind of in the same spot, just in a different position. And I'm currently working on actually a new spot, but we'll get there when we get there. For now, this is my first attempt. Actually, take three of my first attempt, because first my rabbit was making noise and then I was having technical difficulties. So let's hope third time is the charm. And I am going to be talking about my astrology studies, how I have come to understand the natal chart and the house systems that I think are useful. Although there are many that I'm sure are just as useful for some people, but you have to start somewhere, and I've been studying it for like a year now, and this is where I'm at. So if you have watched my IGTV series on Peace of Mind Makers back in December, when I did all the zodiac signs and the houses in my own natal chart that they corresponded with, and all the planetary placements, I still think that's valuable information, but I just wanted to clarify which house system I was using at the time, because I was still trying to wrap my head around all of that and what to use. And now I'm actually using a slightly different system, and I want to explain the two systems and what the difference is and why I'm using a different one now. So if you go back and look at those videos for reference, the chart that I pull up for myself is in the Placidus. So let me attempt to pull up this page. Yay, it worked. I'm gonna make myself small. Yay! Alright, so actually, we'll get there. But first, let me talk about the house systems. We have the Placidus house system, which on this website is the default. So astrodeans.com is a very useful resource if you're trying to learn and understand all the different elements of astrology, especially the natal chart. And so, usually this is just what you do and you wouldn't even click on this, but I just want to show you their default is actually Placidus, and this is what it looks like. So normally, well, there are 12 houses in the traditional natal chart for the tropical zodiac in Western astrology. And normally, when it's based on the Placidus system, the signs will not line up directly with the houses. So when I first looked at this, I was very confused. I was like, wait, who, where's, what? You know, it's a lot to take in at one time. So it took me a long time to wrap my head around it, and that is why there is just so much information in those videos, and I think it's a little bit overwhelming. I still think this is a very accurate way of looking at your birth chart, and I think that it's useful. I just think that maybe when you're starting out, it might be a little easier to read your chart in the whole sign system, which, as you see, is nice and neat and tidy. And so why would you use this? Is this like cheating? That's initially what I kind of thought when I saw it. Like, oh, they're just matching it up with the houses. Like, how is that accurate? Well, all the planetary placements are still at where they would be. They haven't changed position. They're just in a different position within the house, because the beginning cusp of each house lines up with the beginning of each sign. So that's basically basing your houses and the way your chart is set up off your ascendant, which is your chart ruler. So that's why I actually think it's a very useful way to read your chart and interpret it, if that's what your intention is, which I do take the chart ruler into account pretty heavily. Whereas Placidus, the reason why it doesn't line up exactly with the house systems is because, I guess I'll pull it back up. Well, you can see it here too. This is the other website I've used, which is Cafe Astrology, which, as you can see, it's just not as neat and tidy to look at. However, they have really, really great interpretations and readings. And I actually use Cafe Astrology for my own transit reports. I did a whole year of transits for like $3. It was a really good deal, in my opinion. So they have some really great interpretations, and that is what I've been using basically to track and understand my own transits and placements over time. So, as you can see, the ascendant is here, and that's where the first house would start. And then they split it up by degrees. And this is 360 degrees, as a circle is mathematically. So, whoops. Yeah, anyway, just not gonna go there, but so the reason why the Placidus is like that is because it is based on time, because, well, your birth chart is based on time, so it makes sense to do that, because the ascendant is essentially where the ecliptic orbit of the Earth meets up with the horizon line at the point of your birth. So if you're born right at sunrise, then your ascendant is going to be basically the same as your sun sign. But I actually did draw a little diagram for it, but I'm not going to show it because it's too hard to see, which is why I'm doing it this way. So that's the basic difference of the Placidus and the whole sign, and this is why I'm now focusing mainly on the whole sign house system when I do my readings. So, even though they're a little bit different, they do share a lot of similarities. This is my own birth chart, by the way, so you're welcome. So basically they are comprised of a wheel that is split into 12 sections, and they are 12 different houses, and they represent different areas of your life. I have a detailed description of what each house represents in those videos, so I'm not going to go into that right now, but it's also pretty easy to find many other people's videos of descriptions of the house systems, and that is where I have gathered my information, so I encourage you to do your own research on that, to come to your own understanding of what the house systems mean for you, because this one way of interpreting it through Western astrology, using the tropical zodiac, and using whole signs, house systems, is just one way to do it. And maybe that's not the way that's going to click for you. I personally know a couple people who use sidereal astrology, which is based on the idea that the Earth's path has a wobble to it, and constellations are not in the same place in the sky in relation to the sun as they were 2,000 years ago when they created the zodiac. And so it goes with the actual location of the constellations, which I do think is really cool. And someday I hope to learn about that and study it, but like I said, one thing at a time. So I'm focusing on the tropical because the tropical is based on the vernal equinox, which is like the first day of spring. And so it starts with Aries being that time of year. And that's what the signs were then based on, is linking up with certain times of the year and the seasons. And personally, I feel very affected by my environment, and so I feel that when I read the tropical zodiac, it lines up for me and really rings true in a lot of ways. So I don't think there's a right and wrong way to do it. I think that there are just different ways and there are different people. So that's cool. I'm glad that there are different ways to do it. I just want to clarify what my way of doing it is. And I will just save the rest for tomorrow's episode, because I'm going to go into all the zodiac signs and talk about why they link up with the houses. So, thank you for joining me, and I am excited to do more of these. Yay! Shout out to my bunny for chill on this whole time.